What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back inside the Carol Sofer Indoor Practice Facility here on the campus of the University of Miami. It's time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, we're going to go to Dan Radakovich. Nice enough to join us, University of Miami Athletic Director. And looking good, man. It's great to see you as we get ready to start this football season.
Well, Joe, great to be here. Woody, great to be here. It's just one of those days that, you know, a lot of anticipation, first day in full gear. And, you know, the last week or so, the guys have been really working hard. Obviously, it's been really warm. We've been able to go inside and outside. Mario's has taken a lot of advice from our training staff, our sports science staff, to kind of get these guys, you know, to a good peak level. Our peak level needs to be August 31st, not August 7th. So let's continue to kind of grow that way.
Every time I hear that about sports science people, because I see it with the Miami Dolphins too, and I'm like, wow, I wonder how some of these old coaches would do. And they're going, hey, you got to cut back today. Guys have been going pretty hard. They're drained. They're not running as fast. We got, like, wow, burning too many calories.
Right.
And that's where we are in sports now.
Well, I think that even coaches today, it took a little while till they saw the data and be able to, you know, data doesn't lie.
Right.
And, you know, coaches understand that. And if it was just a conversation, if it was just anecdotal, it would take a lot of time. But when you put the data in front of them and you see results and you can create and see trends, then it becomes real.
All right, you ready to get into some of the juicy stuff? I call you every so often. I go, hey, Dan, can you come on? I know what you want to talk about. So we've been talking about the NIL and transfer portal, 20.5 salary cap now for a sports program. Good luck. 20.5
right.
has got to obviously be more money with it. How do we – is this a start to getting something fixed? It just seems like some of these things are so out of control they can't at this point. 1 year free agents, transfer portal. You can got guys 2 and 3 years now. We had a guy here, transferred from Louisville to here, Colorado here, and then went to another place. So we're seeing guys like, nah, this ain't gonna work. I'm going. So how do we clean some of these things up a little bit?
Well, you know, I think economics will come into play eventually. You know, there will be certain demands for certain positions that will continue to rise. There will be, I think, a leveling off of other positions along the way because, yes, we do have that salary cap. We do have restrictions through the College Sports Commission and NIL Go on what people can utilize through their name, image, and likeness. But a lot of those haven't been verbalized yet. We've put deals in, not just Miami, but a lot of schools talking to peers. We put deals in, and they just haven't come back out yet because that organization is still trying to figure out exactly how things are going to work so that it's good for the student athletes, but it doesn't create an issue from the legal side of things. So it's still a work in progress. You know, we got the House settlement in June, and we enacted the settlement in July. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about it, and there was a lot of implementation work done through the four conferences and groups of athletic directors and commissioners. But it's still a lot of questions. It's almost like we should have said, let's just take a year to understand how all this would work. Okay, but there's a group of people who said, no, we don't want to do that. We want to put that in, and we want to put the hard cap there, and it's gonna be the law. Well, if history tells us anything, draconian actions like that in intercollegiate athletics with students just doesn't work.
Right.
Whether it was you can't transfer more than once. Okay, you just described where people have transferred multiple times. 5 years ago, that wouldn't work. But our rule said you couldn't do that. Well, it was tested, and they lost. Years ago, somebody wanted to give some additional monies to student-athletes, and the overarching people said, no, you can't do that. It'll just turn collegiate athletics upside down. Well, that didn't work.
Right.
And we're still here. We're still going to play August 31st against Notre Dame. And the system will continue to morph and pull together. I think that economists will tell you that it'll find its level. Now, will it find its level without collective bargaining? I don't know.
Yeah.
Will it find its level without federal interaction? Not sure. But all those things are out there
right. As
possibilities for us into the future.
We've had some drama in the ACC. We've had a couple of the products, Clemson, some others, not happy, North Carolina, and FSU. You feel like things are better now with the new agreement with the ratings and performance clauses for how your basketball and football team play?
Oh, for sure. I think that the Clemson and Florida State lawsuit settlement provided an understanding. If you ever did want to leave this league, here's the cost associated with it. They're in ink now. The idea of taking some of the television revenue and giving it to the teams that are getting the most eyeballs placed on them, I think that's something that had been talked about for a while, but just didn't happen.
Yeah.
The ACC for years had been a fast follower. Another league would do something, boom, we'd do it right after that. But I think we're a leader here. We did the success incentives where we took a portion of the money when Cal, Stanford, and SMU came in, segmented it and said, okay, if you're ranked in the college football playoff top 25, if you go to a bowl game, if you're in the, and if you go to the CFP, you get certain amounts of money associated with it. If you go to the NCAA basketball tournament, you get a higher share than someone who didn't. That was groundbreaking. Okay, within our four conferences for all the teams. Now, in years past, UCLA and USC in the Pac-12, they got a bigger share of the television pie because they were the bigger markets.
Right.
So not everybody had a chance to do that. Same thing in the Big 8, Big 12 with Oklahoma and Texas back in the day. But this is the first time when everybody legitimately has a chance. You finish in the top 25 of the CFP, you go to a bowl game, or you go to the CFP, that's all on you, and your ability to get more money is for everybody in the league.
Well, the good news is I love the schedule. I know not everybody's crazy. I love to see Notre Dame and Florida the first 4 weeks. I think it's great. You have Sunday, big game on Sunday, tells you what the national people, more importantly, TV thinks about wanting that game and Notre Dame and Miami playing each other again.
Well, I think Notre Dame and Miami could play each other in a Walmart parking lot, and we would have a great crowd there just because of the history and tradition. But certainly moving that from Saturday to Sunday to give it that little extra shine, I think was important for the TV networks. And, of course, playing our second game in 2 years with the University of Florida, that's awesome, having that great intrastate rivalry.
I think Florida State, Miami all playing each other. People have been asking for it. It's great. Hey, so as you look at this team, I sense that Mario, you and I were talking before we went on the air, that Mario, just the way he's acting and feeling, this is the best overall team he's maybe had yet with the transfer portal, did so well in it and able to fill in some positions that were a little weak and he didn't feel strong coming out of spring football about.
I think not only from a team perspective, but from an organization perspective as well. You know, Corey coming in on the defensive side, Shannon on the offensive side, all the coaches around them, the support staff, everybody here through his leadership has been able to see their defined role and understand it. And now in year four, there's a lot of holdovers. There's new people as well. Right. But everybody kind of sees their defined role and feels comfortable in it and is working to have the organization move forward.
I know besides football, you have other things that are important. Baseball program here and basketball. How do you feel about you got a new basketball coach and how that team's going to look, number one?
Well, I think Jay has done a great job. First of all, there are no returnees from last year's basketball team. Zero.
Wow.
And on the women's side, for Coach Cullup, there are two. So when you go to one of our basketball games this November,
yeah.
Stop and buy a program because you'll need to understand who the players are.
Yeah.
But I think just hearing reports from Jay and some of the people on his staff, really like the team that he's been able to pull together. A lot of older guys, a good mix, I should say, of older guys, you know, mids and freshmen as well. So we'll see how they blend. I mean, basketball at its core is a chemistry experiment. You have five guys or five women that have to play together. There's
right.
one ball. It's not like football and things, you know, some of the other larger sports or baseball that's one-on-one. These five have to blend together. We saw a great blend a few years ago with Coach Larinaga and our men's team and Katie and our women's team when they went, you know, far in the tournament. Those weren't overly talented teams, but they were teams that played well together, okay? And that's the key for basketball. How does the culture work? How does, you know, the interaction between the players work together? So really happy there. JD, reading the other day that the transfers and the freshmen, when you put all the newcomers together, we had a top 15 group rated by a few different organizations of people that are coming in. But for JD, he kept a lot of the players that were high level last year. I mean, Daniel Cuvée, Jake Ogden, you know, those are guys that are coming back, you know, to be able to play. And Michael Torres, I mean, these are people who will really help set the table for the new guys that are coming in.
I think everybody's rooting for JD. And
sure.
I think the way it finished, so close that people are excited. He got that thing going at the end there, and they played really well and got some great outings and then the recruiting obviously is so important. I think that baseball thing, not that we talk about it, between worrying about you get a guy committed and he gets drafted too high and you lose him.
For sure. You got to really thread the needle.
Gosh. You go, all right, he got drafted just where we need him to get drafted. I think he's going to stay with us, and he'll go higher if he plays well at the U. We're seeing more of that, you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and baseball's always been, you know, the baseball coaches, why I think they're some of the most calm people that I've ever met. Number one, their game doesn't have a clock, okay?
Right.
So they play till it's over, 27 outs. But they've also grown up with the idea of high school kids and the major league draft. Now they've just thrown in another variable, which is the transfer portal. So you had a lot of kids who transferred in, were draft eligible.
Right.
So they might have only been in your organization maybe a month or two before they left to go into the draft. So they're very adaptable. Baseball coaches are probably some of the most adaptable people I've ever met.
Okay, we've known each other for a while now. How you doing on Notre Dame and Florida tickets? How's that going?
Oh, let me tell you, they're gone, really. I mean, they're gone. So it's a pretty simple answer from my end. I mean, it's going to be a great, great atmosphere.
I just think it's great. The schedule at home is fantastic.
Yeah, we have 8 home games this year. Unfortunately, because of some of the past scheduling that had to go on, you know, we'll have 6 next year. But we're working like crazy to get, you know, more of a 7 home game circumstance each and every year. We're working on our schedule. We do have one upcoming neutral site game for all of our fans. They're going to have the ability to travel to Las Vegas.
And that's right, the opener.
The opener against Utah in 2027. So I think it's going to be a good deal. We don't usually play the neutral site games, but every once in a while, because of how the schedule works out, you have to balance something with a neutral game.
Well, I got to tell you, the easiest thing to do is get season tickets, right? Then you don't have to worry about the tickets and stuff. Get a season ticket.
For sure.
You get everything.
We still have a few season tickets that are available. We kind of set those aside, you know, to get some people in so that they can experience it. They come year after year after year. They're about $420. You know, call the Hurricane ticket office and or go online.
Okay.
And just be able to get those and enjoy it. It'll be an entertaining year. There's no doubt about it.
Wow. You throw Notre Dame week one in Florida the next month, that's going to be fantastic. So
don't forget Louisville on a Friday night.
And Louisville.
And our newfound rival, the Syracuse Orange,
wow,
coming down
that?
Here. Little revenge game in November.
Yeah, man. And by the way, the games at the end of the year were every game was fantastic. The poor backup quarterback here didn't get a lot of playing time because every game went right down to the wire one way
sure.
or the other. Dan, thank you, man. Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Joe.
It. I know you got a meeting coming up there. I didn't want to say anything. Your shirt looks great, though. That's, you know, everybody, you wear, yeah. you know.
Well,
everybody.
You have fun. You have to have friends all over the place, okay, to be able to do that. You can't let them hang in there, Joe,
no.
okay? Yeah, they're gonna think I have some crazy shirt on. It's
no,
a master shirt.
It's a master. Because then it starts, have you ever played there? And then
yeah.
have you ever been able to just go? It's hard to even get in and get a ticket. And then everybody wants to know about, is it true, $1.50 for that tuna sandwich? You go, yes.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely true. It's an awesome place. But, Joe, Woody, thanks so much for having me here today. It's great.
Now, appreciate you coming on. University of Miami Athletic Director Dan Radakovich joining us this morning here. We got a lot more stuff coming up. We actually have the president of the university coming up here as well. So Joe Echevarria will join us a little bit later on. And then a guy I used to work with that happens to be the big dog now, Tom Yamas, anchor NBC Nightly News, is going to join us. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back inside the Carroll Sofer Indoor Practice Facility. We are broadcasting live here from the University of Miami as they get set for practice here this morning. Do want to let everyone know, Joe, our training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable, accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com, and you can launch your future today, Joe.
You know, I always like to say, Woody, why do you have your kid go to school? He's smoking pot, not going to class, flunking out. You're sitting there pissed off, and you call your friend. Can't get my kid. Go to the technical school. Let him learn something. Go get a job. Save your money, mom and dad. Save your money. Not every kid wants 17 degrees.
He does always say this.
That's why I think it was a great place for those schools. All right, speaking of higher learning.
Speaking of schools and learning,
how close was he going to technical school?
Real close, about seven times.
My dad's
a technical school.
This guy went to a great academic school, man.
DBJ's probably talked to some of my friends.
Yeah. Real quick, guys, 100 years, 100 games by Carter Tool. He gave us a copy of this beautiful book.
That's nice.
Fantastic.
MiamiHTS.com. They got the store right across the street here. And you could pick up one of these books. This is beautiful.
Does it have good pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievably nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take a look at this. Look at this.
What's it open up with?
It goes through, I think, Miami and Florida.
Yeah,
goes
baby.
Through the rivalry first. Right?
Yeah, baby.
Canes and Gators. Look at these pictures.
Wow.
The book's beautiful.
That's nice.
So it goes from when you played in black and white, and then it goes to
a little shot, right?
Some of these color photos here. More modern.
I told him.
There's a little George Meyer in there, too. A little Don Bosler. We go back a little bit. Read the book.
Look at these pictures. Look at
this. Look at that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
This is going on the coffee table.
Hey, I never asked you this crazy question.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's good. Don Bailey Jr. joins us.
You don't need to introduce him.
Who is the – well, people don't know the voice.
They know the voice.
You want to do this for
they know the voice? Come on.
Fucking guy. Hey, so you've seen them all play.
Yeah.
Who's the most dominant college – / NFL guy, who would be the number one guy to come out of?
Ooh. Out of here?
Yeah.
Out of what position?
Anyone. I walked this morning. It's the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, pick a name.
Like Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, Ray Lewis. I mean, the list just
– I mean, that you're right. So really, you almost have to go by position. The first guy.
But there's any one guy that just was like, you go, yeah, they're all good. It's kind of like Dwight Stevenson was like one of the greatest centers
of
all time.
No question.
And then Danny goes down as one of the great quarterbacks. And some people go, you know, Dwight was actually better as a center than Danny was as a quarterback.
How do I not go with my quarterback, Jim Kelly, 4 Super Bowls? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't win one.
That upped it.
I mean,
no.
I mean,
they're not. I went to two. They're not easy to get through. We lost six.
They haunt you a little bit. They haunt a little bit.
Yeah.
Still aching for that ring. But I mean, let's go to Ray Lewis for a minute. You want to go there?
You can't go wrong with Ray.
Want to go? Ed Reed had a pretty good career
Reed. No.
Right?
There's a reason I can see them both. Yeah. There.
There's these rafters kind of. Sean Taylor here. I mean, when you think about what happened there,
right
and how. Oh, yeah. It's just.
Hey,
it's
by endless. The way, if Sean Taylor finishes this thing out. Where do we put him? And I saw him when he was in high school, his private school. He looked like he's going to be a great running back.
I'm with you on that. See, I haven't heard anybody say that. I looked at him. He could play safety, play corner, probably play outside linebacker, wide receiver, running back. What couldn't he play?
Yeah.
I'm talking in college now. I'm not just talking about what he would do in high school. In college, he could have done all that.
But he played the right position.
There's no question.
That's what a big, bad – safety looks like.
That's the mold.
Big, strong, would hit you and never mess around. Hey, let's get into the good stuff. Carson Beck, you've been out here.
Mm-hmm.
How's he throwing it?
He's throwing it pretty good, Joe. You're going to see it today.
Yeah.
You'll see it today. He's
makes
he's
all
well.
The throws.
Yeah, he made every throw. Everything. And the good thing is he can get you in and out of stuff. He's, you know, he understands the game and the coverages.
So he picked up enough stuff from camp. I mean, he obviously in spring football he paid attention, so he knows everything. And did he throw a lot with his guys in the off season? Did he have enough time to get caught up with? I'm guessing.
I don't think. I personally, to me, the question is Cam Ward came in day one. You know, he was enrolled or in school.
I call that a big business trip. He came in on like nobody's business. He was there. Was whatever you're paying me. Trust me,
But he had
I want to get I got another
January
goal.
To August, including yeah. spring football, to work with these receivers and this offense. And he was an everyday guy. Where you have Carson, who's just now a week into throwing passes with his guys in
right.
a team setting. I think it's going to take a little bit to catch up. I mean, he's going to need every second of every day between now and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
For that.
You and I talked the other day, and we were talking about –
Thank you for dinner, by the way. I want you, everybody to know you did reach for that one. That was a big one. That was a big one. You did a good job, bro.
I couldn't see to even pay the bill.
Bro, you know what? When you had me put the tip on it, I'm glad you couldn't see because it was a big one, man.
Hey.
As a house payment, Joe, I appreciate it.
I got to tell you, man, I was embarrassed because the friggin' women were coming in two at a time. One looked better than the next one, and now I go, oh, now this is the bad part, Don. I can't see the bill. I can't see numbers. Can you just put a nice tip on there is the last thing I told him.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was good. It was
Joe,
great.
We had the best seats in the house. I want you to know that. And Gorby knew when I told Gorby where we went for dinner, he knew the talent level that – food-wise, I mean, I don't want to drag him into something.
Talent level? My God, it was crazy.
Everyone in trouble today.
By the way.
You sure he didn't whip out your credit card?
No.
He
doesn't
still have it, right? I left my wallet in the car. I wouldn't bring it
That's
with him.
Smart
Are you
move.
Kidding me?
That's a smart
move. I got to tell you, I don't know why mine didn't work for him because I took his. I ran up a couple $100 bill. Jason, how you doing, brother? Jason Taylor, good to see him. Just coming up here to see us a little bit. I miss all that time together. You know, I miss with Jason the most. We're at Dallas. We're
Saturday night?
The game on Dallas. I go, Jason, we're walking to our box. And I go, Jason, this place got more talent than, speaking of talent, got more talent than any place I've ever seen. After when that was unbelievable.
Yeah, you know what else is bad?
Yeah, they all looked to you and not me. That's what was bad. Oh, no, it was New York and Chicago.
No.
I did it twice.
Why? How can you do that to your guy,
man? First of all, this is last second, right down to the seconds. He goes, hey, man, don't leave without me. His thing is, don't leave without me. So we get on, and we're all talking, and the guy goes, hey, we're ready to go. And I go, just go. And I didn't realize he wasn't on there.
I just told you.
So he goes, so he gets there on his own.
I'm coming downstairs right now, hold the bus.
Oh no! And by the way, it was the Jet fans. The Jet fans are taunting him the whole way in. The Jet fans are taunting him. So he gets up there. He goes. So now he's fired up. Now when 9-9 is fired up, it was bad.
It lasts too. He doesn't turn it off.
And he goes, "Who told that friggin' private little bus to leave without me?" And I go, "I did." And he has a massive sweat. He goes, those effing Jets fans taunting me the whole friggin' way in, the whole thing. Because they had to park outside. The Uber did to get in.
Oh, so you had to walk the whole stadium to get
in. But I got him a second time. So a second time he goes, hey, stop. I go, Jason, I can't stop. But we had the patrol car in front of us, the escort.
Yeah.
And they're going. They're not listening. I said, hey, can you wait? And the bus guy goes, I can't wait. We got to go. And this guy goes. So here comes Jason, and he always had people chasing him for autographs and stuff. And so I'm on the phone. He goes, you can stop it. He goes, I'm serious. You can. I go, Jason, I can't. So I'm watching. I'm doing a play-by-play. He's coming around the corner of this big hotel in Chicago. And I go, dude, I can't stop this. And so it takes off, and he's down where these guys are warming up. And he is pissed. And I go, dude, there's no way to stop. So that happened twice. So now he's with me, you know, and he's all salty as we're doing the game and stuff. But, yeah, that was my
– Did he get over it?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's okay now.
He wins every day. Jason Taylor wins every day.
That's a good way to describe it. Yes. Every day.
Some guys win every day.
Yeah.
He wins every day.
You're pretty close to that, though.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm dysfunctional.
You may not you may not win at home every day, but
no,
you win everywhere else.
But Jason is – he's on that – Yeah, he's in good shape. Hey, so we talked to coach earlier this morning. We're talking about the balance of this team and the depth of this team. I think he's pretty excited about what they've added on both sides of the football.
Joe, you remember day one of Coach Cristobal, and look how these bodies have evolved. Look how this team looks. Look at the size of these men or young men. Look at the way that the speed. Everything has just completely changed.
You know what he brought up first?
What?
The old O-line, young offensive lineman. He said there's more to come that look like this group.
There is more to come and some very, very good ones as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you followed that any, you'll know. But they and you know what's the good thing that I've noticed about that group since you brought it up is how they have taken Ez Cooper. He's a three-star guy who's 400 pounds from Alabama. Nobody ever heard of him. He's playing unbelievable football.
He just had a great spring. Everybody talked about his spring.
It was the best out of the whole team. And he's turned into a leader. He's going to be a draft pick. He's a force. And
he's
playing right next to
another guy that's a first-round pick.
Yeah.
In Maui Noah.
Number 61. You know, the joke is, Joe, I hope they retire his number here because that's the only way my number would get retired. Is if it's him. That's my only chance to get number 61 retired.
Hey, I keep hearing about Markell Bell, who's one of the biggest human beings I've ever seen.
6'9", and came from Mississippi, and last year, his first year out of junior college here. And that's another example, similar to Cooper, of how they groom these guys and coach them. Because everybody thinks.
How good was he in spring?
This spring, fantastic. Last year,
it was raw.
And they've converted him. And people think 6'9", great. That's a hard size to play that position at because you really want to play at 6'4".
Well, McKinney 6'3". Was close to that, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And Bryant was – Bryant, I'm not so sure that Markell isn't a little more athletic. You know, Bryant
really?
– Well, in a lot of ways, Bryant was overwhelming, and it took Bryant. Bryant was a JC guy too. You know,
he was
Lackawanna. I think he came in, so it took him a little while to get there. They're very similar in a lot of ways.
You don't have to run, do you?
No,
we got a few more guests coming up here. Our guy's coming over.
Good.
We'll see our guy. He's on his way over. The man behind the scenes. We have never had. I'm not one to rip any. President of a university, I'm not. And I even like Donna Shalala. You feel the same way?
I loved her, yeah.
Everybody says she ruined the program and all that stuff. I never bought that. Mm-mm. But I got to tell you want a president that cares about sports.
And knows about it.
And he got a lot on his plate
now. And knows about it.
He's got a lot. He got UHealth. He's got professors to keep the higher learning going. And he's got sports. And he friggin' comes out here in that suit before he goes to meet with doctors, and he is cares about this thing. All right, we got to go to break, but before we do, it's time to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Hey, I got to tell you, man, Big Daddy Lenny, about 37 years ago, started this. One truck, we lost him. We lost him, but he was built and all about great service 7 days a week long before anybody was doing this business. This guy was around a long time. Well, I want to let you know it's still family-owned, and it still has 135 trucks on the road every day. They still go 7 days a week. And now, on top of everything else, they have added some of the best plumbers in the business to take care of all your problems. You need a new water heater. You need a new air conditioning unit. You can't be one of the best in the business if you don't have a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. And they've got them all for you, man. So the next time you have any kind of problem, they're coming out. Same-day installation is always a goal. Financing plans, family-owned and operated with trained and certified technicians ready to help you. Nobody wants a hot house with all this heat right now that's going on. All you have to do is go to 1-888-349-6922. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Around the Clock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back here to Coral Gables, broadcasting live from the Carroll Soper Indoor Practice Facility. Practice just getting underway here for the University of Miami. It is the first practice in pads here today. Before we get back to that, though, I'll let you know, if you'd like to see the Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas in December, it's easy to enter. Log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day. You'll have a chance to win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zach Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. And a special thanks to Messina Touring Group, Joe.
Sounds good, Woody. You're doing all the stuff you need to do for us, keeping us in business. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I got to tell you, man, our guy, and we've been bragging about him, Don Bailey Jr. with us here. We've been talking for years. I've listened to University of Miami sports fans complain there's no commitment, the facilities are outdated, they won't spend money on a coaching staff, so we're getting this. I listened to all this, and we're never going to be. Remember that Kirk Herbstreit said, hey, they got to make a decision. Barry Jackson, I'm giving him credit, Miami Herald, he said, they got to make a decision. They go out and they get Joe Echevarria to come in and start to get things going. And I got to tell you, man, if you're wondering why all of a sudden people are whining now and crying, Miami's back in the game. Miami's back in the game. It's because of the new president of the University of Miami who joins us right now. Joe, thank you so much. Can we do this one real quickly?
Joe. You got to clap, Joe?
Yeah, that's what you've done is unbelievable, Joe.
Hardly. Team sports, Joe. You know that.
Look, there you in suit. I know you got to meet with doctors, high-maintenance doctors later in the day. You got professors.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I'm meeting
with my faculty. They're extraordinary.
Okay. Academics, U Health, and sports. And I know this means as much to you as anything, having this thing look the right way.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about this before, Joe. If we're going to be in something, you need to be great at it. Whether it's academics, health system, or athletics, this happens to be athletics, and we need to be great at it.
That's a lot on your plate, though. That the U Health is huge in this, in a big part of our community. Everything you have over there, academics to keep the standards where they've been at University of Miami, and get you know what the programs look like. You know when it's really good, what it looks like, and I know you want to get it back to that too. How do you split your time with all these things?
Well, like all good people who have running large organizations, on any given day, there's 50,000 people walking through one of our facilities.
Wow.
It's a lot of people. Mm. We're probably the second largest employer in Dade County. So that's the first thing you realize. So where are those people? Well, they're first downtown at the academic health system. Then they work their way to Gables and Rosensteel. But the passion sits on this part of the campus because that's part of the larger community. So I split it just like you would expect. Amongst all three, whatever needs the most attention at the time, that's where I go.
You have said more than once that sports is important because people, when they look at University of Miami, they think of the sports and the great sports teams from the past. And you've always mentioned that when you talked about it, that it, there is something to say. It's a symbol of your school and the history of your school.
Yeah, so I'm watching you and Woody and DBJ over there, and then me. We're all wearing the U logo right now. I went to school here. I started here. I walked on this campus in August of 1974.
Wow.
So I've been part of the University of Miami for 51 years.
Wow.
So it's not new to me. And that U logo wasn't a thing when I walked on campus. It was on the helmets, and we had it, but it wasn't a thing. It became a thing through the 20 years or so of the magic of primarily two programs, the football team and the baseball team, quite frankly. And the brand now has national recognition. I could go anywhere in the world. In my former life, in my current life, I was in London, I was in Paris for my boards in New York, and somebody will throw up the U at me. Doesn't matter where I go. Our fans are international, they're global. And it's all based on what happened in athletics, which elevated the brand of the University of Miami.
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
It's amazing. I hope you don't get mad. I got to tell this story. It was so great, your relationship with Cam Ward, the first pick, and I think we're all rooting for him. And Charles Davis is doing the games, and he loves them already, and he's doing their preseason games up there. We were just talking, and I was thinking, you sent me a picture of Cam at the thing just to give you how grounded he is. How much fun was that to be there to see the guy that happens to go to your school, and he's the first overall pick in this huge thing they call the NFL draft?
It was one of the highlights. I'd never been to an NFL draft, even though it was at Radio City in the older days in New York, right? Not even as a participant. So to go with Cam and his family, but more importantly, the fact that he invited me to go.
That's awesome.
That's the bigger part of it. The experience was extraordinary, but the fact that one of our young men, one of our athletes, and his parents, Calvin and Patrice, they're wonderful people, invited because we've been part of his journey. And I tell people all the time, our athletes are my students. I know we have a view on that. They all matter. And now Cam is one of our alumni. But what he did for the program, along with the team around him, is extraordinary. And he's part of our institution now forever. He will always be a Cane. And so that was an extraordinary moment. Imagine I'm walking out on the stage where the podium is, where they're about to announce the first pick in the NFL draft, and we're back in the room with Cam and his parents. Just watching a young man who's done so much for the program succeed in his life, it's just extraordinary.
And he's all in on this place. Like, he is back here. He went to my nephew's wedding. He didn't have to. And McKenzie shows up at that. And I thought, wow, you were really sat around and talked there. You can imagine everybody. And but whatever we spent, the final number was, Joe, is a money well spent for what he's done that university in 1 year.
Absolutely. And he's playing his first preseason game this weekend.
Yeah.
In Tampa.
Yeah. How about you going?
I'm going to try.
Hey, Joe, you're not missing anything, man. You're not missing everything. Hey, so the ACC. I like the ACC, and I don't want to break it up. I happen to like it. I don't know, Don Bailey Jr., I know the SEC and the Big Ten are great, and I'm not taking anything. I like our ACC.
I like the ACC.
I like
too,
ACC. It's a little bit of an underdog right now. I like when we win one of those head-to-head games against those other guys. I enjoy that. How's the ACC sit with you right now overall and the stability of it?
Well, I guess probably 6 or 7 months ago we were talking about this before, and we talked about what we needed to get through.
Yeah.
Renegotiating the ESPN contract, done. The whole notion of litigation, done. And now we've moved on. Now it's really just the four conferences now. Your old former conference out there, the Pac-10, Pac-12.
Oof. I don't like the new look of it, though. What's going to be?
That's what I mean.
Those are games used to warm up. Even Cal had to warm up with one of those schools.
So think of that. So I feel really good about, as a person that sits in the position I sit in with all of our fans, you just want to be on a national stage. And as long as you're on a national stage and you can compete for a national championship, it's good. The economics are great. We've moved to a model where if you have a lot of people watching your games, you're going to be rewarded. And why do people watch your games? Because they know who you are and you win. So it's ultimately based on the performance on the field. So whether you're Wake Forest or whether you're the University of Miami, you have an equal chance at getting the largest distribution. What could be better than that? Based on the field. And we do great because our brand is national.
Number one game in football in the ACC was Miami game.
Correct.
Miami Hurricane game.
Correct. The number one. Last year we were the most viewed team in the ACC because when we win, everybody watches us. When we're not that winning, we were the third highest watched team.
Wow.
Because the brand is that powerful. So we're in a good place. The challenges in athletics go far beyond conferences now. I don't think it's about the conferences anymore. I think it's more about the future of the sport and how it gets legislated.
But you always got to be looking ahead to see, right? That's part of your job as well, to see and not get caught behind and be the follower of the thing and get out in front of whatever might happen in this crazy world of
absolutely
sports
absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah, because all the TV contracts that all got renegotiated for the four conferences, they all expire in the same 3 or 4 year window, 2032 to 2036. And so it's usually in the run-up to those contracts and expiring where you had the shifting of the teams. I think this time around it's going to be more about what happens to the larger ecosystem of college football in particular, as opposed to where do teams go. We're all going to go somewhere together, wherever that is.
Right. Joe, I got to ask you, you're president of the university, and you meet with all the other presidents, the most powerful people in the conference. So the future for the NIL and the transfer portal and policing some things so the transfer portal's not wild as it is right now, can you see some things getting under control and policing some of them in the future or not?
You know, this is the way I think about that one, and it's a great question, Joe. We've talked about it before, but you can go back to 1980s where the NCAA as an institution wanted to control college football. And they started back then, there's a great article in the Wall Street Journal this morning about it actually, it talks about that they wanted to limit it to one TV game a week and they wouldn't negotiate. And that started the litigation between two colleges and the NCAA, which the NCAA lost. We as a group of members, we've been losing all the litigation since 1980.
Right.
That's what's happened, okay? And until we recognize that as an institution, which includes all the universities, that as much as we want to contain something, it's very difficult in the United States of America to limit someone's right to make a living. And the minute you put any construct around it, whether you believe it's right or wrong, it's going to get litigated. It's just the way it works for any of us, for the student, young men, student athletes, the women. And that's kind of how this evolves. So I think we got to the next stage of it. It'll settle in for a while because litigation is a long window.
Right.
And that's why I think it'll come to a nexus when the next set of contracts. But in the meantime, Joe, it'll be complicated. It'll be messy because that's the nature of the beast.
Right. For presidents right now, what's the number one thing on when you guys all get together? What's the first topic that pops up for presidents of all the universities in the ACC?
Washington. The politics of Washington. And how does that manifest itself in higher education or health systems? For us, health systems and higher education. Because that's an ever-changing landscape, no different than everywhere else. We at the University of Miami, we're in a really good place. We've navigated the changes in Washington quite well. And as you can see here, we're business as usual. There's nothing changing for us. But it is the number one topic amongst most university presidents. You can just look at the turnover in presidents in our own conference.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the number one conversation tends to be that.
Before I let you go, the fan in you, I feel real good about this team overall. You've seen it since you've been here. What's your take on what you've seen with this group Mario's put together?
Okay, so I'm going to say this, what I can say publicly, okay? The fun is in the winning. I like winning. So we need to win more games than we won last year. That's just simple math to me. And Mario's been on a perfect progression, 5, 7, 10. So 10-plus to me. Is that going to be the case? Who knows? All I know is we've got the right group of young men, we've got the right group of coaches, and we're focused on the right things. And usually when you do those three things, good things happen for you. So I'm pretty optimistic about the University of Miami, in particular because we're talking about athletics today, the young men that you see down there.
Yeah. Joe, thank you, man.
My pleasure.
Really nice.
Man.
Appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. And DBJ is as quiet as I've ever heard DBJ today. He didn't say it was kind of.
We're in school, man.
No. When he gets going on that stuff, like if you ever have dinner with him the other day, I had a tequila and I was like, holy shit, holy crap, I can't believe he's saying this stuff.
Is he allowed to say that?
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't. I did not mean to say that.
Looking at me. It's okay.
It's okay.
I don't have a dump button out here.
DBJ, you got DBJ, you got your credit card?
Still haven't got it back.
Oh, you guys are all bad guys.
Make sure.
Can you believe that?
Just let me know. We have security here.
we got the chief.
Right there.
We got Chief.
Mr. Hudak's right behind me.
Chief Ed Hudak.
He had to see me on 4th of July. Didn't want to see me
check
again.
His wallet before we leave.
Oh, you guys are bad.
I recommend leaving it in the car when you're around this guy. Don't even bring it in the building.
No, I look for credit cards that look like mine, and then I can use them. I know why mine didn't work. Yours worked great. Thank you.
It's really good for amazing. My yours dad doesn't said, work. Mine
my
does.
Dad said, thank you. My dad, he goes, man, that was nice of you, son. I go, don't thank me. Thank DBJ, man.
I saw the plane tickets on there, too, Joe.
No, you would have called my ass right away on that one. It would have been a lot faster on that one. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. First day in pads at the University of Miami. They're on the field. We'll have a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.